fighting for America.
This is like playing poker with a guy who cheated you twice before. You know who does that? A moron.
Fighting for Idaho.
Well, you ever been to Idaho?
You know, it's funny you say that. Just this last autumn, I was up there on an elk hunting trip.
Did you get anything?
I did. I got the biggest elk I've ever gotten before in my life, and enjoying that on a weekly basis in our freezer.
Fighting for you.
I went and got engaged, so yeah, I kind of got a little bit of a life, but, you know, not one that would be enough to ignore the Kevin Miller Show.
Boise's Mr. Right.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Joining us now is State Representative Vito Barbieri. Representative Barbieri, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Kevin.
You know, the last time I think we had you on, and you're going to go, gee, you slappies in the press only want to talk to us when there's controversy. I mean, we had a nice
stuff.
Yeah, but before that, I mean, we had a nice mellow meeting at Thomas Hammer. I think that was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was a nice meeting. Enjoyed that.
Hopefully, you'll enjoy our time with you today. First and foremost, let's talk about what happened yesterday and the brouhaha behind it.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everything has got to be used in context. And of course, you know, in this process, while in committee, we're taking testimony, we ask questions, we don't comment. The doctor was making a comparison, and I thought an unwarranted comparison, of the danger of a colonoscopy compared to the danger of taking these chemicals that a woman would take to induce an abortion. And we were, of course, it's within the context of telemedicine, where this would be at long distance, where the doctor would not be in attendance, and the doctor's merely looking at a video feed and asking the woman questions. There's plenty of testimony around this, but, you know, the doctor pushes a button and a drawer opens, and the woman takes these two chemicals. One she takes immediately, and it starves the baby 2 days, and then the next one she takes, it expels the baby. And, of course, with that expulsion, there's a lot of bleeding. There's a lot of hemorrhaging. And there's the woman at home, who knows how far away from a doctor, not knowing whether this is normal bleeding, not knowing if there's a complication or an issue. And she's really not even really consulted or had a doctor examine her. So this colonoscopy, she's saying, is much more dangerous than these chemicals. And you can take a tablet and swallow it, and it's a camera, and it can, you know, be read by a doctor thousands of miles away. And my, of course, was trying to make the comparison that this is not the same thing. And so I asked the rhetorical question, and it's fascinating to take that out of context. And really, the number of people that believe what they see without thinking, is there no context here? It's a fascinating process.
Well, not only that, but you as a champion for the unborn, you as a champion of conservative values, here you are talking about the life of an unborn child, talking about defending children, and instead of having the focus on that, we have the bottom-feeding, parasitical, mindless local and national press trying to make an idiot out of you, sir.
It's a fact, you know, it's got to be about the idiot. It's not about the issue. And really, truly, the issue is that the proponents of abortion are putting the accessibility issue above the safety and health of the woman. And they've just got it upside down. And when we try to drill down on this, you know, what about the woman, her mental, emotional health, her physical health, this is not of concern. The main concern is making absolutely sure that we don't discuss the issues. We, you know, go do all kinds of different, you know, divergence, and keep it off of the subject. And the subject is the health and safety of the woman, as well, of course, as the unborn child.
And the idea that, well, here's a Republican, here's a conservative, here's Idaho out of touch. And having known you, I mean, I take this personally. I saw what they did to Senator Winder. And,
yes.
You know, the idea that this is okay without any rebuttal is just outrageous.
Well, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that rebuttal. I mean, it's one thing, you know, I don't take myself that seriously. Certainly the work we do here in Boise and the issues are serious. But at the same time, one wants to at least, you know, it's amazing, again, you know, that someone can take what they see as just total face value and not consider the content. What's going on here and be that easily manipulated by the media? It's amazing.
Well, and the idea that, you know, in Idaho, thankfully, we have a conservative majority, but in other states, you have the media that influences public policy. We see that in our culture, sir.
Yeah, and that's really true. They have a huge influence, and indeed they should, given, you know, the airwaves and the television and the rest of the stuff. I mean, and that's their responsibility. They take it the way they will. They have an agenda, and issues like this and with Senator Winder, it should be clear to those with just a little bit of discernment that you know, that agenda is always, always, always going to be put forth above the seriousness of the issues at hand.
So as we move along, when did you realize you'd have to make an additional clarification here?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was busy most of the day, and I chair the business committee, so I was in that starting at 1:30, really oblivious to the brouhaha. And then when that was over, the phone was starting to ring, but I was busy. I wasn't taking the calls. And then somebody said something, and I realized that, you know, whoa, we're talking calls from New York, from Texas, from what is going on?
Right.
And then I spoke to Betsy Russell, and Betsy Russell said, it's gone viral. And I went, whoa, you know, that's amazing, but I hadn't seen the clip yet. But anyway, I just explained the context, and I understand, especially here, local media, you know, it reflects on Idaho, and it's unfortunate that it does reflect on Idaho. I feel bad about that part of it because, you know, it's up here in the north, it's isolated, it's highly rural, and so, you know, the national media, East and West Coast, they're going to take this and, you know, really let people believe that we don't really have a clue. It's just astounding to me.
Well, and then you throw in the sexism of you being a man.
Yeah, that's got to be it too, you know. I mean, you know, I'm not supposed to be concerned about the health and safety of the baby, let alone the mother.
Well, and that's your intention, is to save lives and to help these women that are considering this and to make sure that, you know, there is some fairness. And yet we have people, again, the East Coast, the West Coast, without even knowing, you know, how to pronounce your name, condemning you.
But I'm not listening to that. But yeah, you know, it's just amazing that, of course, again, they have the agenda, but, you know, to realize that, you know, we're fighting a battle here and it has to do with life. And, you know, when I've spent, what, 6-7 years on the board of Open Arms Pregnancy Care Center up there in Coeur d'Alene, where we work hard to help women bring their babies full term. But we also see the trauma and the emotional damage of those that have gone through the abortion process. And for the pro-aborts to pretend that these powerful chemicals are the same as taking an aspirin, that it's really nothing to worry about. I mean, we had testimony of women having done this and having delivered, you know, a 6-week-old baby or something like that, that was fully formed. I mean, you know, and she was in shock. I mean, that will stick with her forever. What do I do with this human being that is no longer alive? And the trauma that's involved in that. And the pro-aborts just completely disregard the emotional health of the woman in going through such a traumatic, traumatic experience. And I am not qualified because I'm a man.
Representative Vito Barbieri with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. And yet, none of your comments will make the paper, will make the TV, or any other radio show when we're talking about this. I mean, those are specific, concrete, real-life statements having much more of an impact on women and kids and life in Idaho than your statement about the swallowing the camera, the pill.
Yeah, and, you know, and I hear your frustration, too. But, you know, from my perspective, it's been, you know, years, decades that I have recognized that television is manipulative and it is selective, and if one spends too much time in it, one begins to believe that worldview and that perspective because one is inundated with so much of it. And so it's, you know, I turned off the television a long time ago, but I, you know, I understand that they're not going to want to, nothing rational is going to come out of this from their perspective. It's an irrational, ignorant Idahoan who has no clue about the birds and the bees. I mean, you know, how much discernment does it take to say something is wrong here? But boy, from the emails and the rest of it, it's clear the knee-jerk reaction is they believe everything they see. And that's sad for America. It's really, it doesn't, you know, portend well for America when we are not able to stop and reflect on that which we see on television and the radio. It is what it is.
Representative Barbieri, getting some more information from this. Now, apparently the folks from Planned Parenthood and the doctor that you were talking to was very sarcastic with you.
Well, she of course, and it was a definite TV moment for her. And that was not my. It's never my place. It's never our place as committee members to respond in kind or to, you know, in any way respond. All we're trying to do is gather information. And of course, her response was exactly what I was eliciting. I was looking for something that would say that these two are clearly, obviously, you know, no question, not comparable. One does not compare a colonoscopy. And you know, it was interesting too, in terms of some of the testimony and some of the give and take. You know, they were all over the fact that it's a standard procedure and Idaho law that an ultrasound be done prior to this any abortion. And yet it was just a couple of years ago, they were yelling mechanical rape, they were yelling all these things, but all we were trying to do at that point was allow the woman an opportunity to view the ultrasound before she made her determination. But again, they changed the subject of the conversation, and they were able to get these real great sound bites about, you know, mechanical rape and all these things, and drowned out what is reasonable and what the whole, you know, perspective is, the whole point of it is, and that is to give her a chance to have as much information as possible before she makes this very, very important decision. And so it's interesting that they'll be, you know, they'll change their story. They'll move as fast as they can. And of course, they're very agile to keep one from being able to focus on the death of a baby. And by golly, there's nothing more that's going to be discussed about that. And so, I hear your frustration. They're not going to be able to focus on anything that has to do with that. That's not the agenda. That's not the way that the owners of the media, you know, want it to be portrayed.
Representative Barbieri, final thought for you. We didn't get your take on the whole add the words hearings.
Oh yeah, that was, you know, as I said in my final comments, the time when we can talk after those hearings, it was very tragic to hear some of the stories of the violence that is visited on these individuals that have chosen this lifestyle. It's just that, and you know, in looking at it and trying to recognize that there are always a couple of different sides to the story, there's a certain segment on each side, those that are have an agenda to try and change this culture, excuse me, that try to will sue a baker, will sue a photographer, and put them in bankruptcy, destroy them for this certain political agenda that they have. And then we have the other side where there are, exercising violence on these people and hurting them and demeaning them. And so there are these fringe out there that you have to consider. And then you have to recognize that there is a religious conscience. Individuals have a right to exercise their religious conscience, and to force them into behavior for the benefit of another group is just, to use a platitude, it's un-American. You know, it's just not the way America was built. America was built on common sense. America was built on freedom of conscience. And this freedom of speech and this kind of stuff, yes, that's very important. But we've got to recognize that a person cannot, their behavior cannot be mandated by law, by the culture, when it comes to their own faith in God and, the worldview that they represent. So we voted that down, and they're going to come back. They're still around the Capitol with their hands over their mouths as though we silenced them, as though we didn't spend 24 hours listening to them. And again, it's their worldview, it's their perspective, and that's all the media can think about, not the specifics.
Representative Barbieri, we'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Kevin, for the opportunity.
Take care, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580-KIDO, phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your reaction to our conversation with Representative Vito Barbieri is next. We'd love to hear from you, 720. Time for traffic.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
So this colonoscopy, she's saying, is much more dangerous than these chemicals. You can take a tablet and swallow it, and it's a camera, and it can, you know, be read by a doctor thousands of miles away. And my, of course, was trying to make the comparison that this is not the same thing.
Kevin Miller in the morning, Representative Barbieri joining us, unfiltered, uncensored, clarifying his comments yesterday. We go to the phones. We go to Alma at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Alma.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am living the dream.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I wish I could say I was. I'm off today for my pre-trial in my criminal case. So
good luck on that.
Yeah, thank you. But actually, I was calling to talk about Representative Barbieri because I was one of those people who put up on my Facebook page something to the effect that even my three-year-old granddaughter knows that when you swallow something, where it goes, and that I could not believe the stupidity of the Idaho legislature, that it in fact knew no bounds, which I stand by even after listening to Representative Barbieri. I just think that we have so many pressing issues in Idaho, and for our lawmakers to sit up there and make sarcastic comments like this, it's just troubling to me. You know, I think they need to spend their time and their energy on solving our real problems, our education problems, our roads are falling apart. You know, we're spending money like drunk sailors. It's not even our own money. I mean, it's not their money, it's our money, the taxpayers' money. I mean, $750,000 to continue to study the public lands transfer when the public has spoken loudly that we want our lands to remain public. Why do we need to spend another $750,000 to study that?
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, the Pam Lowe, the ITD director, the millions
right.
of dollars that costs.
Let's just stick with your reaction to Representative Barbieri.
Sure. Sure.
So you're not convinced based on what he said?
I'm not. I'm not. I think it. You know, I think that if you sit in that seat, you are beholden to the people who have put you in that seat to do the best job that you can. And the best job that you can means you listen, especially when it's a medical doctor speaking.
Right.
You listen to what they have to say. You don't make sarcastic comments. And, you know, that happens all the time, regardless of what the representative said. I've testified enough in front of these various committees. It happens all the time. It's like these guys, they're not listening to what's being said. They're thinking about barbed comment.
I think the doctor was being sarcastic.
Well,
that wasn't reported.
I actually need to go back and listen to that audio, and I would encourage everybody because
I'm trying to find the audio. Where is it?
You can go to the Legislative Services site. It might not be up yet. Sometimes
yes.
It takes a couple days.
Well, okay, Alma. Good luck today, and keep us informed of your preliminary hearing. We've got to run, but thank you.
I will, Kevin. You have a great day.
All right, our great friend Alma. We go to David Ripley. Idaho Chooses Life with Kevin Miller. Good morning, sir.
Hello, my friend.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for being an actual journalist, you know, fair-minded guy to give Vito a chance to, you know, talk about what happened yesterday.
Well, you know, we of faith have to stick together, and quite frankly, when I heard what was going on, I'm just glad he made himself available.
Well, the fact is I was actually in the hearing as opposed to your last caller. And the issue was, you know, they had a Planned Parenthood found a doctor who was willing to come in there and defend abortionists, the practice of Planned Parenthood, where they don't even give the courtesy of having a doctor treat a woman who is making probably the most important decision of her life. and she was trying to explain that this doctor was explaining that telemedicine has been used in all kinds of really terrific situations and circumstances. She happened to use the colonoscopy narrative as a way of explaining that, you know, there really are some applications for this. And Representative Barbieri was trying to make the point that, but this is not the same thing, okay? This is not the same kind of procedure. It doesn't involve the ending of a life. And the fact is, you need to have some hands-on human interaction with a woman or a girl. And I think it's rather important for your listeners to realize this legislation applies to not just women who are 30, who may be mature and experienced about these matters. This legislation and this law applies to girls that are 15 or 13 or 12 or 11. And the fact of the matter is that there was some very disturbing testimony delivered yesterday about the health risks of abortion, the health risks of running women and girls through the Planned Parenthood turnstile. And Vito was trying to get her to admit that, in fact, the medical procedures involved in one kind of area of medicine are not applicable in all kinds of medicine. And it was the doctor, in fact, who made the sarcastic remark, which really was an attempt to demean Vito, in my opinion. And the statesman, I think the most important part of this scenario is that the statesman, Betsy Russell with the Spokesman Review, the AP reporters, are running a classic leftist strategy here, which is to demean people like Vito who have the courage to stand up to defy their agendas.
Exactly.
They're going to demean them.
Right. David, I've got to run, but thank you.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Bless you.
Bless you. Our great friend David Ripley. Julie Lindy from Cornerstone Family Council with us at 580KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm so glad you're talking about this. You know, and I appreciate David Ripley so much. He and Idaho Chooses Life and Carrie Olin Cotton Right to Life really carried the water on this bill. And I was in the hearing yesterday, unlike Alma, and our organization, Cornerstone Family Council, worked with David and Carrie on this bill. And I'll tell you flat out, there were so many deceptive comparisons made at that hearing, and there was so much condescending conversation. It almost amazed me that they would go as far as they did. They kept on telling the legislature that they weren't smart enough to make this decision, that they had no right to make this decision, that they should leave it alone. And to Alma's point of why in the world aren't we dealing with important things? Well, hello, this is important. These are, as David was saying, young girls and women who are taking this chemical cocktail, and Planned Parenthood, regardless of what they say, does have a plan in place. They would like to have these webcam chemical cocktail abortions done via a monitor, and what they're doing is they are completely taking advantage of a very promising form of medicine called telemedicine and using it to increase their bottom line. And these women go in, take these pills, they're very dangerous, and there's not a doctor available for follow-up.
Well, and the point being, the leftist smear job on Vito, on Chuck Winder, and Julie, on you and these other things, it can't be unanswered.
Right, and what happens, and it is a standard media narrative that they try to demean us, they try to stigmatize us so that we'll shut up. And we're not going to shut up because this is wrong. This is wrong what they're doing to Vito. It's wrong what they've done to some of the rest of us in the past, and people need to hear about it. The Planned Parenthood representative stood up and said her doctors are afraid because people attack them. Well, you know what? The difference is that the truth is that we are the ones being attacked. These deceptive comparisons and condescending things that Vito was boldly trying to get this woman to talk about, and she returned a snarky comment to him. He was trying to exactly make the point. And we should not expect our legislators to have superhuman powers to just sit back and then just let these condescending things happen. And then somebody turns around and says, why didn't they stand up for themselves?
Right.
Regarding snarky legislators, one of the Democrats on the committee asked me during my testimony a question that had nothing to do with the bill. She said, well, do you believe in the separation of church and state? And I was shocked. Like, what does this have to do with anything? And I said, you know what, Representative, that phrase is not in the Constitution. And the crowd behind me just gasped like I was the stupidest person on the planet. It's not in the Constitution.
Sure. Julie, I've got to run, but thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Quickly out to Jared Halperin of Fox News Radio, then we'll take your calls with the latest on the battle to fund Homeland Security. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Kevin.
So here we have it. We're tied up at loose ends. Won't we have a shutdown when it comes to Department of Homeland Security, sir?
I mean, 4 days out, it's still really unclear how they get to a finishing point that doesn't include some sort of short-term measure to try and keep this agency from at least being able to pay its people. And we have a plan B now, at least potentially in the works. Yesterday, the Senate, for a fourth time, failed to advance a Republican House plan that would fund the Department of Homeland Security but prevent implementation of the president's executive actions on immigration, the action that would allow work permits for up to 5 million undocumented immigrants. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell came to the floor, said he has a way out, a way to offer another option, something else that could be turned to, essentially a standalone measure that only deals with the immigration aspect, setting up a vote on implementation, stopping implementation of the president's executive actions. Democrats are complaining that it doesn't address or spell out any way to actually fund DHS. The idea is believed to be a vote on defunding the immigration stuff and then having a standalone vote on DHS. In other words, a clean DHS bill separate from a vote on the immigration action. Again, Democrats, I think, want more details exactly how it would work and why DHS funding wouldn't come first in this sort of series. It also remains to be seen whether or not that type of plan would muster the necessary support in the House. Remember, the House passed a plan very enthusiastically linking this must-pass piece of legislation, this must-pass funding bill, with the executive actions. In some ways, you know, you can already see conservatives fearful that this is a cop-out, a way to sort of get away from this strategy that was put in place by Speaker Boehner and other Republican leaders.
And no movement. We'll see what happens. Anybody whispering behind the scenes about a last-second deal, as you've alluded to earlier?
I will say not whispering, but more and more you're hearing, particularly on the Senate side, Republicans that are growing concerned about how this is playing out. Senator John McCain yesterday, very aggressive, that it is time to pass a clean funding bill. Senator Lindsey Graham saying it's time to pass a clean funding bill. We've heard the same thing from a number of Republican senators over the week that, you know, with the court decision in South Texas that put a stop to the executive actions, at least for now, temporarily, that is the same thing as what they're trying to do in this legislation. So long as this court battle is going in their favor, why not just pass DHS funding and let the immigration stuff play out in court? That seems to be the conventional wisdom, at least amongst a growing number of Republicans in the Senate. Again, not hearing that as much from the conservatives in the House, who you would think would have to be on board, at least in some numbers, to get a plan like this through that body.
Jared, thank you.
Sure thing.
Jared Halper joining us, Fox News Radio. If you are just tuning in, we had a chance to catch up with Representative Barbieri. He is the topic of a lot of discussion concerning his comments yesterday in the State Affairs Committee. My take on it is there were important issues when we're talking about women, when we're talking about pregnancy, when we're talking about life, and when we're talking about abortion. Those have all been drowned out by the tweeters, the bloggers, the social media folks that want to attack Representative Barbieri instead of having a legitimate, thoughtful discussion on the issue. Pro-Life, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I was not at the hearing. I didn't know about her. I'd have been right there. Our big problem having to do with abortion is that we're not defining it right.
Well, let's get to his comments and the vilification of it.
Well, I believe that I watched him on television. I know him personally. He's one of the better legislators. He's a very honest, a very kind guy. And I cannot believe that he would say anything wrongful. But the problem is when you're Planned Parenthood, when you're the people murdering babies, you do not want to allow people to attack you because you really are sensitive about what you're doing. Those people really know that they're doing something wrong. These morning after pills, these kind of pills that they're taking, these chemicals, what they do is they tell the woman that she's already pregnant so that that child that's created as soon as sperm meets egg.
Right. I think we've discussed this. Let's stay back on topic here.
Yeah.
At 580KIDO, where you have Representative Barbieri making a statement. You have the doctor and the swarmy press attacking him. Now they're attacking Idaho. Now they're attacking conservatism. Now they're attacking people that are pro-life. Is it possible to get a moral message out these days?
Well, probably it's a little bit hard, but, hey, it's getting out here right now.
Exactly. We're talking about it. Thank you, Pro-Life. TPB with KM at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I know a good man. I know where his heart is. And I thought it was, and I want to thank you for helping us get him on. And quite frankly, when people don't get the other side of the story, it's makes my blood boil.
Well, you know, what amazes me is that the vultures in the liberal media will start a feeding frenzy on something like this, take something out of context, but they never seem to catch any of the liberals on their items that get taken out of context. I mean, take a look at some of the things that have been said by our Vice President Joe Biden.
Well, or he coddles somebody's wife in front of the cameras.
Exactly. You know, this is a problem we've been having with the liberal media representatives to report the news, especially in the Capitol. You know, these are the same representatives who proclaim that they deliver only the news, and they're not advocates for any cause, even though they skew their stories for their own means. They're like a bunch of piranhas looking for some fresh meat to chew on. When we tried to get a press credentials down there the other day, and they denied it.
You should publish that rejection letter you got from the Idaho Press Club.
We're working on that because there are several other alternative news services that are having the same problem, and we want to know why they are the only ones that have access.
And for people that are unfamiliar with this, you wanted to be credentialed as a journalist at the Capitol.
Right.
And you were rejected because you're an advocacy publication, if I recall the quotes
correctly.
Well,
you know, and what do you call the Statesman? What do you call any
of the liberal
newspapers?
They're reporters, according to them.
Well, they don't report anything, and they don't do any investigative reporting. Look how long it took for them to come out with a story on the Internet.
Well, they're
investigating. They had it out 4 months ago.
You're right. They're investigating a Representative Barbieri. That's what they're doing.
You know, I'll tell you, I'm glad you gave Vito an opportunity to explain the whole situation, because once people hear this story, they're going to understand how important his question was and how serious this committee hearing was to save babies who are going to be basically done away with by a dangerous pill, and how the women who take these pills can be psychologically damaged from this type of an abortion. I don't think a lot of people understand how important it was. But, again, thank you very much for getting him on, and thank you for getting this story out.
Have a good day, sir.
You too.
All right, to TPB, the Gem State Patriots, 750. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Time for traffic now.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
No, there's been a lot of feedback about the Oscars, but I don't know if you've caught J.K. Simmons' address at the Academy Awards. And it doesn't say much about movies or life, but it does say something about families. So if you're listening here with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO, let's take a moment to catch some inspiration.
Wow, thank you. Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to
everyone involved in the making of Whiplash, and I am grateful every day for the most remarkable person I know, my wife, the wonderful Michelle Schumacher. I'm grateful for your love, your kindness, your wisdom, your sacrifice, and your patience, which brings me to the above average children. Even though I may try the patience more. Joe and Olivia, you are extraordinary human beings, smart, funny, kind, loving people, and that's because you are a reflection of your mother. And if I may, call your mom, everybody. I'm told it's like a billion people or so. Call your mom, call your dad. If you're lucky enough to have a parent or two alive on this planet, call them. Don't text, don't email. Call them on the phone. Tell them you love them and thank them and listen to them for as long as they want to talk to you. Huh. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, mom and dad.
Thank you, mom and dad. What a great redeeming speech from the Oscars. Time for traffic now at 580 KIDO. 7:58, 580 KIDO. Quickly to Veronica with Kevin Miller. Hello.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm in the car. I have my speakerphone on. My hands are on the wheel. But I have to call you this morning. I was at the hearing yesterday. I represented myself. I have, you know, I was there. And I was appalled when I heard the doctor try to compare a colonoscopy to a pregnancy. And so when Barbieri used, so I can just swallow a camera. Well, I mean, of course everyone there knew, he knew, but I understood where he was coming from. And I also want to mention hearing the stories about women not understanding how far along they were and then taking this drug that caused the cramps, they delivered a baby. They had it in their hands. This is absolutely testimony that you are carrying a baby. This is not a blob of cells. And this happens at about probably anywhere, well, probably by 6 weeks, but certainly
Veronica, great call. I've got to run. Thank you.